हरे कृष्णा। भगवद गीता एस इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 10, द ऑपुलेंस ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट, टेक्स्ट नंबर 2। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमे विदुसुरगणां प्रभावं नामाश्रयहम्, अहम् आदिः देवानां महर्षीणां स सर्वशहम्। न मे विदो सुरगणा प्रभावं नामाश्रयः, अहम् आदिः देवानां महर्षीणां स सर्वशहम्। ट्रान्स्लेशन् अण्ड् पर्पोर्ट् बै डिवैन् ग्रेस् ए सी भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद, दि फौण्डर् आचार्य आफ् इण्टर्नेशनल् सोसैटी फार् कृष्ण कान्सियस्नेस् जाश्ल प्रभुपाद। Neither the host of demigods nor the great sages know my origin or opulence, for in every respect I am the source of the demigods and sages. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Jnananjana Salakayam Sakshiran Militam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham. नमो ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले, श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने, नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी, निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाशात देश तारिणी। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 10, द मोस्ट द ऑपुलेंस ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट, टेक्स्ट नंबर 2। कृष्णा दिस चैप्टर इज एक्सप्लेनिंग अबाउट वेरियस ऑपुलेंसेस, सो दैट जस्ट बाय हियरिंग द ऑपुलेंसेस वी कैन गेट अट्रैक्टेड एंड वी कैन रेंडर डिवोशनल सर्विस अन टू द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड। That's why Krishna is explaining his own opulences. So here first he is explaining, no one knows the origin of the opulences, even the great demigods like Brahma etc. He also does not know what is the origin and opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he is a creator. When Brahmaji appeared from the lotus navel of Lord Vishnu, and he does not know who is the father and who is the mother. He was keep on going up and down in the stream, the 14 planetary system. The stream, lotus stream, he was actually going up and down. He does not know who is the father, who is the mother, and he does not know from where he is appeared, and he does not know why he is appeared, and he does not know anything. Every entire world is completely dark, and he was completely perplexed. He does not know what to do. He is going up and down. Then Brahmaji also, he is very intelligent. He just heard the sound, and the water was actually dripping. Thapa, when the water fall, it comes the sound thapa. So Brahmaji understood thapa. So somebody is asking me to do tapasya. And then Brahmaji did tapasya, then Lord Vishnu, the Lord, he appeared in front of Lord Brahma. Then only he would be able to understand who is the father and who is the mother. So Krishna here says nobody knows, even great sages. Krishna is the origin of everything. He is a source. Brahma Samhita, that's why Krishna says Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because Brahmaji, he got all the Vedic knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As soon as Brahmaji did a tapasya, and the Supreme Lord, he transferred all the Vedic knowledge to him. So that's why he could able to glorify, he composed in Brahma Samhita everything. In Brahma Samhita, Brahmaji confirmed that he is the Supreme, no one greater than Krishna. No one is greater than or equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. And Krishna is the cause of all causes, Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. Even great demigods, even the sages, they were doing a tapasya for millions and millions of years. So this is sages also cannot understand. Srila Prabhupada asked the question, what is the position of these tiny scholars in this age of Kali Yuga? Even the great demigods and even great the rishis, those days if you go and stand in front of the rishi, they will tell exactly the past, present and future. And they don't need any horoscope. They don't want to see your palm. This race goes here, that race goes here. They don't need anything. Just as soon as you go and stand in front of them, they will just scan it. Just like even in a hospital, if you go and scanning, sometime it will come proper and sometime it will not come proper. So sometime they will give a wrong treatment also. But the rishis, those days, the rishis, they are very, very perfect. And they know the past, present and future, that kind of scanning they will do. And not only one people, each and everything, whoever, you know, who goes in front of them, and if you know, they can tell all our histories. So that was the capacity of the sages. But now, what is the use of these tiny scholars in this age of Kali Yuga? And this age of Kali Yuga, these scholars does not know what they eat yesterday, or even breakfast, they does not know. That is the buddhi of this age of Kali Yuga. So what is the position of these scholars? Nobody can understand why Lord comes in a human form. Avajananti mamuda manushim tanum mashratam parambhava majananto mamabhuta maheshwaram. Only the mudas, they think that without knowing the knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So nobody can understand. We cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we also cannot understand why Lord come in a human form and he is executing very wonderful activities and uncommon activities. When Supreme Lord, even though he descended in the human form, but he did a very, very wonderful activities which no human being can perform. And then he did actually uncommon activities. He married 16,108 wife, queens, and he lifted Govardhana hill, and he actually killed so many asuras when he was actually very small child. He just play, and immediately he killed some asuras. One Maharaj, he was making comment that Krishna, before breakfast he killed one demon, before lunch he kills another demon, before dinner he kills another demon. So in this way, minimum 3 demons he used to kill when he was in Vrindavan. That much demons the Kamsa used to send. Srimad Bhagavatam, only few demons' name is mentioned. So the Maharaj was making comments. So even though Krishna was a very small boy and he was doing a very, very uncommon activities, so one cannot understand by scholarship or the some material qualification or some things, just by keeping a big beard and putting a saffron cloth and in front of 1,000 people, and we cannot just understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So one should be in a transcendental position. If we wanted to understand something about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we should be situated in a transcendental position, following Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. When we read from this scripture, when we come to the transcendental position, then we can understand some opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Many people cannot understand Krishna. Out of causeless mercy, he is coming to this earth. Many people, they cannot understand. It is not necessary for the Supreme Personality to come to this material planet. Material planet, there is no reason to come, but still, out of his causeless mercy, why he is coming, causeless mercy? Because he is a Pita. Krishna says, Pitaham Masya Jagato. I am the father and mother. So since he is a father and mother, even though sometime the children, they renounce the father and mother, but still the father and mother, they are very, very affectionate to the children. So similarly, we are all the sons and daughter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. That's why out of causeless mercy, he is coming to this earthly planet, but still this speculator think he is impersonal. Krishna is a very, very personal, and he is speaking, and he is actually driving a chariot in Kurukshetra, and he is actually speaking Bhagavad Gita, and he married and he is doing so many wonderful activities. But these speculators, they say that Krishna is impersonal. How Krishna is impersonal? He is having a form. As we earlier also we discussed, every even the bacteria is there, he is having a form. The creator, he is given a form to even a small bacteria. The bacteria may be living for only 1 hour, 2 hours. There are some flies there. That fly lives for only 12 hours. That fly is having a form, and each and everything, even ordinary stone, is having a form, and every creation, whatever created in this world, everything, there is a form. But why the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he cannot have a form? This is actually the speculator. Actually, they are simply speculating. Then they are saying the God is a impersonal, impersonal, impersonal. So this is actually not correct. So only devotees, one who surrender, can understand. Unless if we are not surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we cannot understand. Why we cannot understand? Because the spiritual knowledge is not like a material knowledge. Material knowledge. The ye tamam prabhatante tam tadaiva bhajamyakam. Bhagavad Gita is there everyone's house. But still if you read, we will not understand anything. Why we are not understanding anything? Because it is a heart-to-heart process. If we surrender 1% to Supreme Lord, then he reveals 1% to us. If we surrender 10% to the Supreme Lord, then he reveals the 10% to the Supreme Lord. Just like even though we read it, we will not understand anything. So when we approach Bhagavad Gita with a love and devotion, then Krishna will reveal from our heart, because Krishna is there in our heart. Sarvasya chaham hridisanna vishto mattasmriti jnanam apoganam cha. He is situated in everyone's heart, and he just reveals one by one, one by one, one by one, and he keep on reveals. And finally, we completely, when we surrender, when we do more devotional service, then all his opulences, everything, everything we can remember very, very nicely. Just like Srila Prabhupada, at the age of 70, he went to America. And if you see all these books he wrote after the age of 70, before going America, he wrote only few books. In 70, when he was actually lying in a bed, he is about to depart from this material world, he was actually translating Srimad Bhagavatam. You see, even at the age of 77, his memory is fresh, and he was actually writing Srimad Bhagavatam, such a very wonderful scripture. And now if you go and tell any people, old people, they will be going through a lot of pain, and they will be going through a lot of pain in the body. They cannot even remember anything. But if you see the Acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, and he was writing very wonderful commentaries. If you read very wonderful commentaries, Srila Prabhupada given Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, so amazing commentary is given. Why he could able to give a very amazing comment at the age of 70-75? Because he is completely taken shelter of the Supreme Lord, and he is completely surrendered to the Supreme Lord. That's why, and Krishna is actually giving from his heart, and he is giving all the tadami buddhi yogam tam enama upayantite, all the buddhi, all the intelligent, and Krishna is giving to Srila Prabhupada. Many times Srila Prabhupada also says that this commentary is not my own commentary. One time Srila Prabhupada, and he asked the devotees to read the purport. So the devotees, they become very surprised. Prabhupada, you only gave this purport, and why you are asking us to read your own purport, and you are hearing your own purport, why? Then Srila Prabhupada says that even though this is I have written the purport, but it is not my own purport. This purport, all is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So from this we can understand, when we surrender to the Supreme Lord, when we execute the devotional service unflinching, when we ananya, without any interpretation, when we do the devotional service, then Krishna reveals everything. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport is that the devotee is not bothered, Krishna is impersonal or personal. They have full faith and they completely surrender. They are not at all bothered whether Krishna is an impersonal. They know very clearly that Krishna is a personal, but still they don't bother whether it is an impersonal or personal, because they have a full faith on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They just surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So from this, the essence of this shloka is that nobody, even the great demigods or sages, knows the origin or opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when we execute devotional service, then we will come to know the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, knowing which we can increase our faith on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like example can be given, for example, in this material world, if you are wanted to take a shelter of somebody, before that we should know what is his position. For example, if he is in a good position, for example, if he is working in a government, if he is a minister or if he is a chief minister, and if we know his opulences, his position, then what we'll do, we can go and surrender to him. And if, for example, if he is actually a security guard, then how can we go and surrender to him? So we should know the opulence and what is the position of somebody. If you know that he is working in a government office as the head of the department, if you wanted to get some work from him, then we can surrender to him, knowing that, and he can help for us. So similarly, the Supreme Lord, when we know the opulence of the Supreme Lord, then it is very easy to perform the devotional service. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ramam, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.